Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening from Bearcat Arena. Get ready. A huge weekend of Bearcat athletics just about 20 minutes away from getting started with the season opener for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team as they take on Quincy University here tonight. Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, this is about as good of a weekend as you can get, getting started here on a Friday night, of course, with this basketball matchup. A lot to come up, but season openers are always fun. We've seen a couple of exhibition games for the Northwest women. Had a little bit of a feel for what we might see, but it gets real tonight.
That it certainly does, and it gets real against a team that's coming off a very good season a year ago, a team that made it to the NCAA Division II playoffs. A team, though, that will be a little bit of a different look from a year ago as well, as they lost a lot of key players off of last year's squad, but it's a squad that I think coming in, they know what it takes to win, and they're excited about what should be a good season for Quincy, a team that's been picked to finish third in the GLVC West at preseason poll. So even though they've got a lot of new players that they're counting on this season, Quincy should be a team that's a good test for Northwest to open up with.
It almost reminds you a little bit of Northwest last year in that you had a couple of good returning players and then a lot of freshmen that were going to see some time and really kind of build their way into the program, but a lot of similarities in that sense.
You look at 16 players on their roster, 9 players are either freshmen or freshman redshirts coming into this. So, yeah, and it makes it a little bit difficult to try to game plan for this, really for both of these coaches. For Northwest, trying to figure out exactly what some of the new players Quincy has in the lineup, what their strengths and weaknesses will be. And then if you're on the Quincy side of things, trying to determine what type of basketball plan that Mark Kellogg has and what he wants to do with the Bearcats in his first year here at Northwest. So both of these coaches really couldn't depend too much on game film from a year ago.
And in the first two ball games that we've seen for Northwest, the exhibition games, one of those against Peru State, one of those against Iowa State, I think we saw some positive. We saw some a lot of things that the Cats are going to need to do to build on this season. Obviously, that's what exhibition ball games are for, but what I was excited about is the number of positives that they've got already to build on.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun team to watch this season, and one of the things I think that came out of the Peru game, you saw Northwest in the first half put together a very good finish of that first half. Now, they maybe let up a little bit at halftime, and I think Coach Kellogg made a point during one of the timeouts about the intensity level that they needed to pick it back up, and they finished off as strong against Peru State, and I imagine that's going to be something that he'll be looking for tonight, to make sure that you have that intensity level from the opening tip to the very end of the ball game. And if they can continue to play that well, take the good shots they've been playing, and pick it up on defense a little bit, I think we'll see some good things out of this team.
Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University, our matchup tonight, the season opener for both of these teams here at Bearcat Arena. We'll take a timeout and be back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors, with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, getting ready for tonight's season opener for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team as they face Quincy University. Also mentioned it was the start of a big weekend here on campus, and that's the cool part about it is there's a lot important going on, and it's all happening right here within just a few hundred yards of each other.
Oh, no doubt about that. You got the women's season opener tonight, then tomorrow you got Bearcat football over Bearcat Stadium, a 2:30 kickoff, 1:30 with our airtime along the Bearcat Radio Network, and then tomorrow night, a pretty big volleyball match here as Northwest closes out the regular season at 7 with Truman. They've already clinched a spot in the MIAA tournament. They're just playing for seeds anywhere from a 5 to an 8 seed, depending on the results from tomorrow night's match with Truman. Then on Sunday, Bearcat men open things up with Graceland at 3:30, a tip-off at 3:10. And also Sunday afternoon, depending on what happens tomorrow on football, they can learn about possible NCAA Division II playoffs. So a lot of things going on here and a lot of positive things going on.
Yeah, it's interesting with four teams in action this weekend, two of them with senior days, two of them with the starts of their seasons. That's what this time of year is all about.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. And hopefully by the end of Sunday, we'll have four wins among all these spuds.
So tonight, the Northwest women try to get it started with their matchup against Quincy University, the open of the season for both of these teams. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1997 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Nate Blackford, a Maryville native, says going to Northwest was a good fit for him and says being active in campus organizations was an important part of his college experience.
Probably first and foremost was Fellowship for Christian Athletes. Had an opportunity to spend really all 4 years I was in school. I was in FCA and found that to be not only certainly an avenue for growing my personal faith, but met a lot of friends and acquaintances through that I now count as dear friends as an adult.
Blackford says he benefited from the internship opportunities that were available to him while attending classes at Northwest.
I was fortunate enough to have an opportunity to do an internship at Cerner Corporation. Also did one at Children's Mercy Hospital while I was on campus, and then was able to leverage that into a full-time opportunity at Cerner. I spent the first 8 or 9 years of my career in Kansas City at Cerner Corporation.
Blackford was able to come back to Northwest in an administrative position before recently accepting an offer from the Northwest Medical Center in Albany to serve as Vice President of Finance and Human Resources.
It's a great opportunity. I've always obviously been a big fan of Maryville and still have family here, of course, and it was great to have the opportunity to come back and not only live in the community but serve in a meaningful professional environment, both at the university and now at the hospital.
1997 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Nate Blackford.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
3-2-1. Back in the pregame show before tonight's season opener for Northwest Missouri State as they face Quincy University. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, you've had a little bit more time between that last exhibition and this ball game than you did between those two exhibitions. What's kind of the focus been since you got those two exhibition games out of the way?
Well, just honing in defensively, I think. Obviously, we gave up a lot of points in both of those in different ways. I think the biggest emphasis this week was rebounding the basketball, control the boards. You know, it's just like football and a lot of sports, time of possession. If they don't have the basketball, they can't score. If we have it, they can't score. So we need to clean up that, limit them to one shot, hopefully, and out. And this is a quality rebounding team, so I think we're going to have our hands full in that area. But just, you know, contesting shots, not giving up open shots, forcing the difficult play. And if we can do that, keep them in front of us and force those shots and limit to one shot, I think we'll be okay.
What's the happiest you've been with, or what parts of the game you've been happy with and what you saw in those two exhibitions?
I mean, we're moving the basketball. I think we're getting the looks that we want. We didn't make them all, especially in the Iowa State game. Obviously, in Peru, we made a few more. Pretty unselfish, though. We're not turning the ball over a ton yet, even against Peru, and it was a little helter-skelter and crazy. I think we still only turned it over 15 times. So we're taking care of the ball, getting pretty good shots, and I think the better we get in understanding our offense and our plays and those kind of things, that'll even get better. But I felt pretty comfortable with that so far. Now, it may change after tonight. I don't know exactly what they're going to do. But we've been pretty satisfied with that up to date. It's the defensive end we've really had to key on.
Is that kind of a good thing in terms of these players trying to learn a new system, learn a new coach, being able to take care of the basketball and being unselfish like that? That seems like that'd be something that may take time to come.
Well, in a way it does, but that's something that I've preached, and that's a big philosophy of mine, is shot selection, moving the basketball, giving up good shots to get great shots. And I don't think kids understand that, and that's hard. And, yeah, we're telling kids that you're not going to get to shoot it, or what may be a good shot for you is a better shot for somebody else. And it's a little tricky sometimes, you know, and getting kids to buy into that philosophy. But they're doing that. Now, I'm not saying our offense is clicking or we're on all cylinders at all, because we're not. I mean, it's definitely a work in progress. But I think what they're seeing is if they'll run it through and run the things that we ask them to, they can get really good looks. And we need that. We're not going to be a one-on-one team. We don't have great individual just talent that we can just go take people, you know, one-on-one. So we're going to have to do this collectively with the five people on the court, and they're going to have to work really, really well together, and that's what we've been trying to preach, and for the most part, we're doing that.
You mentioned how, obviously, early in the season, it's tough to know a lot about opponents. What do you do maybe different now, preparation-wise, than what you might do down the road when you do have more game film, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, we try to treat it the same way, so we don't treat it any different. We just don't have as much information to be able to go give our kids on the scouting report. So you kind of tend to just to focus more on your team and hone in on what you can actually do to become better rather than worry so much about Quincy in this case. And, you know, they lost seven players, pretty important, so now they're bringing in five of their ten are going to be freshmen. Well, trying to get information on those kids is not very easy. So you just go with tendencies, look at some size, what might they try to do. They got a left-handed kid that's probably their best player who's a solid, solid guard, so we're going to have to probably key on her a little bit and make sure we limit her, you know, and then just focus on us and make sure we're taking care of business.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. We'll be back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State University's Madrileers are preparing for the 39th annual Yuletide Feast. Associate Professor of Music at Northwest, Dr. Brian Lanier, director of the group, says it's more than just an ordinary choir concert.
Well, it's a evening of festivities. We do some concert singing, but really it's an entire evening of fun, great food. People walk into the building and you immediately hear the Madrileers singing Christmas carols all throughout the building. I will have a group on the first floor, the second floor, the third floor. So it's kind of like stereophonic Christmas carols when you walk in, except it's better than going to the mall because this is live and really good singing. So the students are all in their beautiful costumes. People come in, they hear the singing. They will then move up to the third floor where we have in the ballroom. We transform that room from a ballroom into our version of a medieval castle with walls and a gate and knights in armor and beautiful lighting and banners. And then people are seated at their tables, and the food that the Aramark folks prepare. Chef Brad Johnson is a wonderful, wonderful chef, and he does a magnificent job. The food is outstanding. And so we just go through the evening with fun. We have our king and our queen. Dr. David Ayler and his wife, Erin, are our king and queen. They just look so beautiful and do a great job of entertaining the crowd. So it's a great opportunity for people to kind of get in the holiday spirit, see friends, enjoy a great meal, hear some wonderful singing, and, you know, think about the holidays that are just around the corner.
The 39th annual Yuletide Feast will be Friday, December 7th and Saturday, December 8th at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are available online at nwmissouri.edu or at the Fine Arts Office on the Northwest Missouri State Campus.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back out at Bearcat Arena before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University, a women's matchup that is the season opener for both of these teams. Both teams did have two exhibition games and coming in with that action under their belt so far. Look at the starters for tonight. First for Quincy University and their head coach, Jenny Garber. Tiara Thomas is a 5'6" junior out of Decatur, Illinois. Felicia Loggins is a 5'8" junior from Calumet City, Illinois. She led the team with 12 rebounds in their exhibition against Iowa and led the team with 12 points in an exhibition game against Drake. Elizabeth Cramsey is a 5'8" sophomore out of Liberty, Illinois. Kelly Barush is a 5'11" sophomore out of Anawan, Illinois. And Hannah Weedman is a 6'4" junior from Knoxville, Illinois. The starters for Quincy University. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State and first-year head coach Mark Kellogg, Ashley Thayer is a 5'8" senior out of Prairie Village, Kansas. She had 5 points and a team-high 6 assists in the exhibition win over Peru State. Victoria Naylor at 5'6". She is a senior out of Henderson, Nevada. Had a team-high 7 points in their loss to Iowa State in their first exhibition game. Timber Schechinger, a 5'10" freshman out of Manila, Iowa, had 8 points and 6 rebounds against Peru last week. Annie Matthews at 5'10". She is a sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. Matthews had 10 points on 3 of 4 shooting and 4 of 4 from the free throw line in their matchup against Peru State. Maggie Marnin is a 6'3" sophomore out of Stewart, Iowa. Marnin had 13 points and 10 rebounds, getting the double-double in that second exhibition game against Peru State for the Northwest women. So again, Northwest women 1-1 in exhibition play, beating Peru State, losing to Iowa State. On the other side, Quincy finishing 0-2 in their exhibition matchups, losses to the University of Iowa and Drake University. So there are your starting lineups, Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University. We're back with the tip after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassandLock.com. Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena before tonight's matchup between Northwest and Quincy. But before we get to the tip, we've got the national anthem here at Bearcat Arena. State women's basketball team set to open the season here at Bearcat Arena tonight. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, as we mentioned earlier, a big weekend on campus. Of course, the matchup tomorrow, basically a playoff game for these teams. And there is a chance that Northwest, even with a loss, maybe still gets into the playoffs. But for Missouri Western at the number five spot, it's a real question mark. The MIAA championship on the line in this ball game, and there really doesn't get to be much bigger regular season game than what we've got coming up tomorrow at Bearcat Stadium.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's every year when you Northwest and Missouri Western squares off in football, it's a big game. But when you factor it in, it's the final regular season game of the year. The winner is the MIAA conference champion. The winner definitely looks to be into the NCAA Division II playoffs. Just so much riding on that game. And it's two teams that really appear to be fairly evenly matched, so it ought to be a heck of a game. And it would be a packed house at Bearcat Stadium. So at the Division II level, really at any level, you couldn't ask for a much better way to end up the regular season.
Yeah, and you look at the matchups, not only evenly matched, but the fact that it's be the fifth time they've played each other in just a few seasons. They know each other, so really it comes down to game planning and execution and who does it the best between those two things, because there's not a lot that you can do to change what you've done to this point of the season, but you need to change a little bit because the opponent knows so much about you. It really makes it more complex what we're going to see tomorrow.
You look at last year, they wrapped up the regular season and then had to turn around and play again in the playoffs, just the way the playoff schedule worked. Of course, last year worked out pretty well for Northwest, even though they lost to Missouri Western in that final game, came right back the next week and defeated Missouri Western to move on into the NCAA Division II playoffs. So you'd like to see the two teams, or rather see Northwest come out and get a win in the matchup tomorrow, and see what plays out as far as the NCAA Division II playoffs go. But again, Matt, as you talk about game planning, and that's something we've talked about from time to time through the years, is what a good job the Northwest coaching staff does of breaking down game film, finding some tendencies here and there that maybe other teams have missed, and trying to prepare for a squad. And you really feel good about that aspect of things when Northwest gets ready to go tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's just amazing. Anytime you're around the offices, the number of players that are watching game film and trying to find those little nuggets of information that could be the difference in a ball game like that.
Yeah, it's just maybe a simple little thing that turns into to a win.
Maggie Marnin will step into the center circle here for the Northwest Missouri State women. She's across from Hannah Weedman, the 6'4 junior out of Knoxville, Illinois. We're set to get the 2012-2013 season underway. The tip will be controlled by Quincy as they work right to left at Bearcat Arena. Sierra Thomas, the point guard for the Hawks, works it over to the left side on the wing for Loggins. Loggins has some problems with the dribble. Thayer goes to the floor after it. She'll get a held ball call, and Northwest Missouri State forces the turnover. Timber Schechinger also there to help out defensively for Northwest. So the Cats with their first possession here after forcing the turnover. Victoria Naylor, the point guard for Northwest. She's going to be met at that midcourt. Works it over to the right side. Has some trouble with the dribble. Picks it back up. A lob inside. Knocked away by Weedman. Picked up by Lucy Cramsey. Cramsey will bring it up the left side of the floor. Now near the sideline. Spins. Brings it to the top of the key. Out between the circles for Loggins. Loggins will work it onto the right wing. Thomas with it there. Thomas with one dribble into the corner for Cramsey. Cramsey brings it out to the right wing. A three on the way from Beresh. She can't get it to go. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound to Thayer. Outlet to Naylor. Naylor top of the key. Marnin onto the right side. Schechinger inside Matthews. A spin move. Ball knocked away by Weedman. And it's picked up by Lucy Cramsey for Quincy. Still no score. Almost a minute in. We need a reset of the shot clock. And actually they'll have to bring a... Or was there a kick there maybe?
I'm not sure.
I don't know why they reset the shot clock fully. Maybe take a little bit of time off here. I think that's what they're working on.
So far, Northwest offensively, they've run a couple plays down, and they haven't been able to finish it, but I like the way they've been moving without the ball. The first time down, they were just a little bit late getting that pass to the blocks, and the last time, still got the pass inside, but couldn't get the shot off. But I think if they continue running the offense the way they had, some of those shots will start to open up.
They did bring a few seconds off the shot clock. Quincy now with the basketball out between the circles on the dribble. Felicia Loggins kicks it into the right corner. Brash. Fresh brings it up to the wing, crosses over, loses the dribble, gains it again. Out on the sideline, pressured by Naylor. Out to the right wing, Loggins puts up a three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped around and controlled by Kelly Beresh. Out to the left wing, a three from Lucy Cramsey, and that is good. So Cramsey gets the first points of the ball game. Three-pointer from the left wing, and Northwest Missouri State down with a minute and a half into the game. Naylor on the drive, up with a layup, high off the glass, won't go. Rebound knocked out of bounds underneath off of Hannah Weedman. So Northwest will inbound on the baseline right. Naylor steps out to trigger it in. Has to go chase down the ball in the front row of the bleachers on the end. And now we'll look to inbound. Wanted to go inside, does. Thayer on the right block, shot off the glass too strong. Rebound tipped around. Alicia Loggins comes out of there with it for Quincy. Up the right sideline to the wing. Double team gets it to the top of the key. Shot fake Cramsey on the drive. Bounce pass down low. Knocked away by Schechinger. Thayer comes up with a loose ball. Outlet goes to Naylor. Across midcourt, middle of the floor to the top of the key. Now dribbles to the right wing and away from the ball. We've got a foul. And the official telling one of the other officials the foul now signals it. And it will be against Lucy Cramsey. It's the first foul of this ball game, so Northwest will inbound on the near sideline. Inbound will come from Schechinger, and now another foul away from the ball. This one will go against Northwest. So before the inbound even comes in, a foul call against Ashley Thayer, and that will give the basketball to Quincy down underneath the bucket.
Things have been a little physical inside each trip down the floor, and this is really the first time that the officials have caught some of that.
And now, actually, they called it on Tierra Thomas and not on Thayer. So Northwest with the inbound, and a jumper from the right side is good for Ashley Thayer. So instead of getting the foul, she gets a couple of points, and it's a 3-2 game. Quincy with the lead in the basketball. Just over 2 minutes in here at Bearcat Arena. Pass across midcourt to Felicia Loggins. A little bit of that three-quarter court press we saw from Northwest in the Iowa State game. Now at the top of the key, a drive started. A pass tipped by Thayer. Goes into the hands of Mark Kellogg out of bounds. So an inbound now for Quincy on the near sideline. Tierra Thomas steps out to trigger it in. Tries to go out near midcourt. Gets it right past Thayer. Able to find Lucy Cramsey. Six on the shot clock. A drive from the right side by Loggins. Underhanded layup. Good off the glass for Loggins. And it's a 5-2 game. Quincy with the lead over Northwest. 17:25 to play in the first half. Naylor to the high post for Matthews. Squares at the elbow. Now to Marnin cutting down the lane. Touch pass over to Schechinger. Shot off the glass. In and out. Won't go. Bresh there for the rebound for Quincy. The outlet will work ahead to Loggins. Now top of the key it goes to Cramsey. Over to the right wing, Bresh. Tries to drive. Cut off. Picks up the dribble. Needs to get rid of it. Does out between the circles to Loggins. Loggins with it at the top of the key, guarded by Naylor. Will dribble over to the right wing with it. Now expires the dribble. Works it out top for Cramsey. 8 on the shot clock. Cramsey on the drive. Tried to go down to Weedman. It's off of her fingertips and out of bounds. It was tipped as it went across the lane as well. And Northwest will get the basketball back. Monique Stevens, a 5'3 junior out of Australia, checking in for Northwest, taking the place of Victoria Naylor. We'll see Naylor and Stevens rotate at that point guard spot. A little bit of Ashley Thayer there as well as the season goes along. Matthews works it over to Stevens on the right wing. Stevens out to the top of the key. Lob pass inside is taken away by Weedman. Thayer trying to get it down low to Marnin. And Quincy back with it. 5-2 the lead for Quincy over Northwest Missouri State. 16:28 to play in the first half. Top of the key on the dribble, Cramsey. Tries to go down to the baseline left. Throws it past Tierra Thomas and out of bounds. So Northwest will get it right back.
See, Northwest had a little bit of trouble with that entry pass to the post players inside. If they can start getting those passes a little bit better, a little crisper inside, I think you'll see Northwest do some damage in there. But really need to get that entry pass in there a little bit better.
Stevens works it over to Thayer on the right wing for Northwest to the high post for Marnin. Marnin can't find anywhere to pass it. Takes the shot, misses off left, and Loggins there for the rebound for the Hawks. Quincy the other way as Loggins brings it top of the key down the right side of the lane. Underhanded layup, good off the glass for Felicia Loggins. 4 points for her and a timeout for Northwest. 7-2 the lead for Quincy. 16 minutes to play in the first half, and Northwest just not looking like they're clicking on all cylinders here early.
No, not quite there yet. You can see that they're maybe a half step from where they need to be on some of their offensive sets. And then the last couple trips down the floor defensively, they've allowed some drives down the lane for some easy looks after Quincy opened up with trying to hit some threes out front. They missed a couple of those, but they're not afraid to shoot out on the perimeter. And it's kind of opened things up a little bit where they're getting some drives to the bucket now.
Bearcat women opening the season tonight. They'll face Tabor here at home on Tuesday in their next ball game. It's one thing we'll see a lot of home basketball games early on for these Northwest teams. Of course, the Bearcat men open the season Sunday here at Bearcat Arena.
Boy, nothing wrong with some home games here.
Absolutely. Northwest with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Trailing 7-2 inside 16 minutes to play in the first half. Matthews with it at the top of the key. Over to the left side for Marnin. Out on the perimeter. Works it right side, Schechinger. Schechinger with a bounce pass inside, threaded the needle to Matthews, but a foul call against Matthews to get open inside, and that will give the ball back to Quincy, the first foul against Matthews, and the first foul against Northwest as well. 15:47 to play in the first half. 7-2 lead for Quincy, three-quarter court pressure from Northwest. In the backcourt, Thomas with it. Has Thayer in front of her, now across the timeline, left side to the wing. Spins, works it out to Cramsey. Ramsey with a lob pass into the right corner. Bresch takes the three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Matthews. We'll work it ahead to Stevens. She's across midcourt to the right wing. Now top of the key Thayer. On to the left side, Schechinger. Schechinger brings it top of the key over to the right for Stevens. Stevens now to Thayer. Still on the right side of the floor. Looks inside. Nothing there to Matthews. Up top for Stevens. Over to the left side, Marnin on the wing. Top of the key for Thayer. Good patience in this possession. To the left baseline, Marnin, the 12-footer. Rattles out. Rebound, Stevens. Shot blocked away by Thomas. And the loose ball picked up by Lucy Cramsey for Quincy. Still a 5-point lead for the Hawks. 14:58 to play in the first half. Crossover by Cramsey on the right side. Now skips it across to the left. Bresch not afraid to shoot. Another three. That one is good. It's her first three-pointer of the ball game, and it's a 10-2 lead for Quincy. 14:44 to play in the first half. Schechinger with it on the left wing. The top of the key for Matthews. Now to Thayer. Thayer over to the left side. Marnin stands on the perimeter. Lobs it in for Matthews. Overthrows the pass. It goes out of bounds. And we'll go back to Quincy after a timeout. 10-2, Quincy with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women, 14:33 to play in the first half. We're back to Bearcat Arena after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 10-2 Quincy with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women, 14-33 to play in the first half. That's off to a bit of a slow start here, but plenty of time to work with here in this season opener.
Yeah, just a little bit out of step on their offensive side. 1-7 on their shots. They've gotten a few good looks, but just haven't had a chance to get those to fall. And then they're trying to get that entry pass inside. Just missed a few times. It would have opened up things a bit, but hopefully get a couple of those to drop and see some good things come offensively.
Ashley Nelson and Alexis Bay check in during the timeout for Northwest. Timber Schenkinger, Ashley Thayer, and Monique Stevens on the floor for the Cats as well. In the backcourt running the point, Sierra Young, the 5'7 freshman out of St. Louis, checked in during the timeout as well for Quincy. At the top of the key, Young works it over to the left side. Gets it to Carly Beebe. Now it swings around to the right corner. Fresh with it there, brings it up to the wing on the dribble. Now inside, Weedman, turnaround jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound tip, saved in bounds by Schenkinger to Monique Stevens. Northwest will push it up the floor, down 10-2. To the left corner for Nelson. Inside it goes to Alexis Bay, out top of the key. Stevens, now to Nelson. Back out to Stevens. She'll back it out, reset the offense for Northwest. Over to the left wing. Gets it for Nelson. Looks inside, fakes a pass. Top of the key, Bay. Over to the right side, Stevens. Inside to Nelson. Now into Bay. Jumper from 10 off the right side of the rim. Long rebound chased on the baseline by Lucy Cramsey for Quincy. Cramsey gets it ahead to Young on the right side. She's got it on the wing. Brings it to the top of the key there, right there defensively. Now to the left wing, Lucy Cramsey. Put the crossover, drive down to the baseline. Now into the lane, up with the shot blocked by Schenkinger, who gets the rebound. Outlet to Stevens. Stevens ahead on the left side there with the layup. That one hits the bottom of the rim. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It is off of Quincy. Looked like Carly Beebe was the last to touch it. So Northwest will inbound on the baseline right. Aaron Menemeyer, a 6'2 freshman from Old Monroe, Missouri, checks in for Quincy. Takes the place of Hannah Weedman. Meredy Scott checks in the lineup for Northwest. Had a game-high 16 points in their exhibition against Peru last weekend. Inbound to the baseline left for Bay. 13:15 to play in this first half. A 10-2 lead for Quincy. Stevens, top of the key on the drive. Up with the layup, won't go. Rebound inside for Quincy. Lucy Cramsey comes out of there with it. Works it ahead to the wing. Fresh inside. Shot off the glass. Good for Aaron Menemeyer. That's the first 2 points for her, and it's a 10-point lead for Quincy. Inside 13 minutes to play in the first half. Nelson with it on the left wing. A three on the way. That's too strong. Rebound to the floor and chased down by Quincy. And Timber Schenkinger then will be called for a foul. It'll be her first, team second. And right now, Quincy dominating the boards against Northwest.
Yeah, they definitely are. And it's, they're making things a little bit tough trying to get the ball inside. And once Northwest gets a shot off again, Quincy coming up with some big rebounds.
Three-quarter court pressure again from Northwest. In the backcourt with it is Buresh. Buresh trying to work with Young. Now over to Cramsey, left side. Back to Buresh, still in the backcourt. Now gets a pass across the timeline to Young, right side. Drives out top of the key. Buresh takes another three. It's the front of the rim. Hits the backboard. Rim again. No good. Rebound tipped out. Quincy out of there with it. Young at the top of the key. Takes a pass. Works it over to the right side. On the wing for Buresh. Back up top this time for Beebe. Lob pass into the right corner. Young takes a three and knocks it down. Sierra Young with the three from the right corner. Everything going right for Quincy. And another timeout for Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg, who's got to feel a little frustrated right now with the way things have gone on both ends of the floor.
Quincy beginning to knock down some on the perimeter now. 3 of 6 on three, shooting 50% from there and 50% overall, 6 of 12 from the field. And not only are they doing a good job offensively, but they're very physical inside, both going for the boards offensively and defensively. And Northwest has really had to work hard inside against what is really a very physical team.
15-2 lead for Quincy, 12-13 to play in the first half at Bearcat Arena. So far for Northwest, Ashley Thayer with the only point to the ball game. And now Northwest with a basketball coming out of the timeout. Timber Schenkinger, Monique Stevens, Ashley Nelson, Merritt E. Scott, and Alexis Bay on the floor for the Cats. Stevens will bring it up. Into the front court now over to Bay. The high post left. She squares, looks inside, nothing there. Stevens, top of the key, one dribble to Nelson on the wing. A three on the way, good. Ashley Nelson knocks it down from the left wing. Her first points of the evening. At 13 points on 4 of 5 shooting from 3-point range against Peru. 15-5 the lead for Quincy. Now to the left wing. Lucy Cramsey works it out to Young near the center circle. Guarded by Scott. Young will try a drive. Cut off pass tip by Scott, but picked up by Cramsey on the wing. Now as she tries to drive around Monique Stevens. Stevens will be whistled for the reach. And that will be the first on Stevens.
Officials calling things a little bit differently on the perimeter than they are inside. Just a little bit of a reach in there. Just slight contact. It definitely was a foul, but it's a physical game inside. A lot of pushing and shoving on both sides underneath the bucket.
11:39 to play in the first half. It's a 15-5 lead for Quincy. Young looking to inbound. Lobs it in. Gets it to Menemeyer. Out to the left wing. Aggie Cunningham, who had just checked in, gets rid of it quickly to Young. Now over to the right side. On the wing for Kara Gerbis. Drive on the baseline after the pass to Loggins. Her shot blocked away. Stevens out of there with the pass. Works it ahead to left side for Nelson. And now we've got a whistle away from the ball. The official was going to come over and signal a foul, I thought, but just said something to the scorer's table. They reset the shot clock. Now they'll bring a few seconds off, and Northwest will inbound on the far side. Inbound to Alexis Bay. Over to Schechinger on the right side. Down low, Nelson on the block. Kicks it out right side. Stevens out to Schechinger. The ball tipped away into the backcourt. Schechinger knocked to the floor. Comes up with the loose ball. Gets rid of it to Stevens. Great hustle beating out Kara Gerbis to the loose ball. Now to Alexis Bay. Left side Scott driving the baseline. Shot knocked away, but a foul against Aaron Menemeyer. We'll send Merritt E. Scott to the free throw line to shoot two.
I think fans are going to really enjoy watching Schechinger play. That time diving after the ball in the backcourt, regaining control for the Cats, and turn around to where they got it down four, worked the break a bit, and able to get a good look inside and a chance to go to the free throw line.
Scott with two opportunities. The junior out of Maryville had a team-high 16 points against Peru State in their exhibition last Saturday night. Hits the first free throw here. 15-6 game. Quincy with the lead. And a second free throw coming for Merritt E. Scott. That one is up and good. So she hits both, makes it a 15-7 game. Quincy with the lead in the basketball. Now they're getting some warm-ups picked up that were out in front of the scorer's table. And that will also give Quincy a chance to get Kelly Beresh back in the lineup along with Lucy Cramsey. Young and Menemeyer to the sideline for the Hawks. Inbound will come from the baseline right against some full court pressure. Merritt E. Scott up against Cramsey. One-on-one now as Cramsey brings it up the floor. On the right side, crosses over middle. Now brings it to the top of the key. Gets a pass off for Loggins. Loggins between the circles. Cunningham starts a drive. Cut off at the free throw line. Kicks it out right side. A drive by Gerbis. Up with the shot, no good. Rebound inside for Alexis Bay. She'll work it out to Schechinger. Ahead to Nelson on the right wing. Nelson out to between the circles for Bay. Over to the left side, Stevens. Stevens skips it across right side for Scott. Scott on the drive, up with the runner off the glass. It's good, and she draws a foul. Merritt E. Scott will have a three-point play opportunity for Northwest after she drove on the right side and drew the foul on Felicia Loggins, her first.
Merritt gave the team a lift coming off the bench against Peru in the exhibition on Saturday night, doing the same here tonight in the regular season opener.
Knocked down a couple of free throws just a moment ago. We'll have one opportunity here with 10:28 to play in the first half, and the free throw in and out won't go. Rebound goes to Loggins for Quincy. Hawks will bring it the other way, leading it 15-9. A 7-0 run right now for Northwest. Over to the right wing, Cunningham works it down to the baseline. A jumper by Cramsey, no good. And then on the rebound, a push against Quincy will give Northwest Missouri State the basketball. The foul against Kelly Beresh, that is going to be her first, fourth team foul. And back in the lineup now for Quincy is Hannah Weedman. 10:14 to go in the first half, a six-point Quincy lead, but Northwest has been chipping away at what at one point was a 13-point lead. Stevens over to the left wing with the dribble. At the inside, some movement away from the ball. Nelson to the top of the key. Now over to the left side for Scott. Scott will bring it up top in the dribble. On to the left for Stevens. Drive to the baseline. Now backs out. Takes a shot with her toes in the arc. No, it was a three. The three-pointer for Stevens on the left wing. First points of the game for Stevens in Northwest. Now on a 10-0 run. They've cut it to a three-point game. Double team on the block. Kick out left side. A three from Cunningham. Rattles out. Rebound to the floor. Chased down by Cramsey for Quincy. Cramsey now caught in the corner. Guarded by Scott. Gets it up on the wing for Cunningham. Top of the key, Loggins. She'll work it over to the right side. Gives it up for Buresh. Tries to get a pass into Weedman, who has fouled as the ball got there. A double team for Northwest, and the foul, I believe, will come against Alexis Bay. That is the case. It will be the first on Bay. Fourth team foul, and Quincy will inbound after a timeout. But the Bearcats making a run. 15-12, Quincy's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 9:26 to play in the first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University students are invited to register for the 4th Annual Bearcat Leadership Training Conference, January 25th and 26th. The free conference, this year's theme, YOLO, You Only Lead Once, features keynote speakers and a variety of leadership workshops. The conference is open to all Northwest students and organizational advisors interested in enhancing their leadership skills. Session topics will include time management, goal setting, finance, teamwork, and effective meetings. Conference sessions will be 4:30 to 9:30, Friday, January 27th.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, the Northwest women on a 10-0 run, and they have really cut into what was kind of a scary lead for Quincy, but like we said, still a lot of time. The Cats have turned things around.
And when they were struggling offensively, they were still getting pretty good looks. They were just a little bit off getting that pass inside, and then that would enable Quincy to get the play defensively they needed to make. The outside shots were just rallying out here in the last couple of minutes, starting to see them get the ball inside and the kickouts for an open look outside, and things starting to come together.
Quincy with the inbound on the baseline right. A jumper is good by Lucy Cramsey. 5 points now for Cramsey, and it's a 17-12 lead for Quincy. Left side, Stevens open. A three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound to the floor and a collision between two Quincy players. Loggins comes up with it, just throws it up in the air, and Stevens will chase it down. Over to the left side for Nelson on the wing. Inside, Bay cutting across the lane. A couple of dribbles, a spin move, kick out. Nelson, right side, Stevens. Into the corner for Scott. Tries to drive on the baseline and a block foul. Maggie Cunningham tried to cut off the baseline. Didn't get there in time. Her first, team's fifth. And an inbound coming on the baseline right for Northwest. Monique Stevens will inbound. Gets it to the right side for Bay. Now to Nelson. Over to Scott. Inside for Matthews. Spins up with the right hand. Shot misses right. Rebound inside by Kelly Buresh. Buresh then pushed from behind by Matthews. That will be the second on Annie Matthews. Fifth team foul. Buresh landed on the foot of one of her teammates, which caused her to go to the ground. Now, there was a little bit of a push by Matthews. I don't think it would have been called had Buresh not fallen, but she did. And the foul call going against the Cats. Over to the right side on the wing. Buresh gets it out to Lucy Cramsey. Starts a drive, cut off. She'll work it to Maggie Cunningham. Now a bounce pass into Weedman, taken away. Nice play by Alexis Bay. She gets it to Stevens. Across the timeline right to Bay, top of the key. Over to the right side, Nelson. Thought about a three, instead into Matthews on the block. She squares, puts it on the floor, spins. Hook shot with a left hand. Good for Annie Matthews. First points for Matthews, and it's a three-point game. 17-14, Quincy with the lead in the basketball, 8:06 to play in the first half. Pass into the left corner, taking her eye off of it, Kelly Buresh loses it out of bounds, and we pause here, 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Timber Schenkinger checking back into the lineup for Northwest. Cats down by three with the basketball. Meredith Scott, top of the key, goes on the drive. Runner off the glass. Good for Scott. That's six for Meredith Scott, and it's a one-point game. They've cut a 13-point lead to one. Quincy with the basketball and that lead, 7:40 to play. And now throwing it away, Cramsey gets it to Scott. Scott drives, the Cats lead it. Merity Scott with the steal and drive, and the Cats are up 18-17. Timeout, Quincy, 7:30 to play in the first half, and boy, how this half has completely done a 180.
And you have to really credit Merity Scott coming off the bench. He's been the spark plug. We talked a little bit about it earlier in this half when she came out there, but she has really came out, done things well both on offense and defense, and has helped turn this game around.
So the Cats now with a one-point lead, 18-17. They trailed 15-2 at one point. 7.5 minutes to play in this first half. Saw a couple of timeouts early on by Coach Mark Kellogg to try to get the team reeled in a bit, and they have turned it around. And now up by one, it'll be Quincy basketball coming out of the timeout. Northwest up by one, that is. And Northwest will back off of that three-quarter court pressure. They have had a lot of this half as well.
Coach Kellogg doing a good job kind of mixing the defense up just a little bit and trying to keep Quincy guessing some.
So bringing it up the floor will be Lucy Cramsey. Stevens backpedals in front of her. Now they meet between the circles, left side. Cramsey tries to drive, cut off with some help from Alexis Bay. Now spins, jumps, throws the pass cross court right for Loggins. Loggins falls out top to Beresch. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Weedman. Shot off the glass, good for Anna Weedman. Her first points, and it's a one-point Quincy lead. Bearcats quickly the other way. Stevens on the right wing to Nelson, top of the key. On to the left side for Scott. 7 minutes to play in the first half. Now out to Stevens between the circles. Over to the right side, Bay. Bay holds it above her head, looking to pass it off, still looking. Now we'll put it on the floor, brings it to the top of the key, hands it for Ashley Nelson. 9 on the shot clock, Nelson will put it on the floor to the free throw line, down the lane, into Scott. Scott with a shot off the bottom of the rim, the rebound inside for Lucy Cramsey for Quincy. She works it ahead to Cunningham. Out to the wing, Fresh with it there, now back to Cunningham, into Weedman, knocked away from behind. Weedman picks it up over to the right side, a three-pointer on the way from Loggins. That one misses badly, goes out of bounds underneath. Northwest Missouri State will get it back. Tiara Thomas checking back in for Quincy. Victoria Naylor back in for Northwest. Stevens comes to the sideline, also part of that spark off the bench for the Cats. 19-18, Quincy on top. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 6:20 to play in the first half. Naylor to the baseline. Up with the jumper. No good. Rebound on the backside. Picked up by Felicia Loggins for Quincy. She gets it ahead to Cramsey on the right sideline. To the wing. Cramsey looks down to the corner. Gets it there for Thomas. Thomas will bring it out between the circles and reset the offense for the Hawks. To the right wing she goes for Loggins. Loggins with one dribble. Top of the key. Cramsey. Tries to drive, cut off by Naylor, tries again, cut off again. Into the left corner, Beresch. She tries to drive, spin move, on the block, shot off the glass, too strong. Rebound tip, Naylor comes out of there with it for Northwest. Cats with a chance to go back on top. Naylor on the left side, dribbles behind her back, down to Alexis Bay, shot won't go. Thomas with the rebound for Quincy. What a pass, and after a nice dribble by Naylor, the Cats unable to come away with points. 5:30 to play in the first half. Thomas between the circles for Quincy. Her team up by one, dribbling against Merity Scott. Now to Cramsey between the circles. She'll bring it over to the left side. Working with it on the wing against Schechinger. Crosses over, goes into the lane, kicks a pass out right side. A three from Beresch. That one off right. Rebound for Alexis Bay for Northwest. Beresch not afraid to shoot from the outside. We have seen her take six threes in this game already. Naylor the other way. Finds a lane and hits the layup. Victoria Naylor with her first points, and the Bearcats are back up by one. 20-19, their lead, just inside 5 minutes to play in the first half. Thomas works it over to the left side on the wing for Cramsey. Cramsey guarded by Schechinger after a screen, tries to go to the baseline, now will be double-teamed in the corner. Spires the dribble, tries to throw it off of Schechinger, and does. It goes out of bounds on the baseline, and an inbound coming for Quincy.
Northwest has had a little bit of trouble on an occasion where Northwest has been able to get into some double teams. Bearcats doing at times some very good things on the defensive side.
20-19, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 4:40 to play in the first half. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville.
Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Back out to Bearcat Arena. 20-19, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the Quincy Hawks. 4:40 to play in the first half, a season opener for both of these teams. Coming out of the timeout, Quincy will have the basketball. After a trap in the corner forced them to throw the ball off of a defender. And Thomas will inbound it on the baseline left near the corner. Comes out to the wing for Young. Young wanted a three, but there is there defensively. Now screened hard. And a bounce pass out to the right side. Now top of the key. Beebe on the drive. Up with the runner. Draws the foul with one on the shot clock. Ashley Thayer contesting the shot. Will be called for the foul, and that will be the first on Thayer.
What a tough situation. No, at the shot clock winding down, they're just trying to get over there just a little bit late, trying to get over and stop that play, and unfortunately it's going to result in free throws for Quincy.
Carly Beebe steps to the line for two. The first one is good. It's the first free throw of the game for Quincy. It ties the score at 20 with 4:31 to play in the first half. Second free throw is up and good. So Beebe knocks them both down. Her first 2 points of the game, and it's back to a one-point lead for Quincy. 4:26 to play in the first half. Naylor with it on the left wing. Spins, gets a screen from Marnin to the free throw line. Tries to go to her on the pick and roll. Pass behind her. She comes down with it into Nelson, cutting through the lane. Shot good for Ashley Nelson. That's 5 points for Nelson. 22-21. Northwest with a lead. Quincy with a basketball. 4:08 to play in the first half. Thomas dribbles over to the left sideline, spins. Scott nearly knocked it away. Now Thomas on the drive, keeping control. Spires the dribble, lobs it inside, gets it for Loggins. Loggins across the paint. Nice look for Aaron Menemeyer. Menemeyer gets the bucket, four for her, 23-22 Quincy. 3:49 to play in the first half. Naylor across midcourt. Stops between the circles to let the offense get set. Now lobs it to the high post right for Nelson. Down low, Marnin pushed, hits the shot, draws the foul. She'll have a three-point play opportunity for Northwest.
Good concentration by Marnin. Pushed just a little bit as she tried to go up with that shot. Was able to keep her eye on the bucket and knock it down.
Loggins called for her second foul. Marnin with her first points. And she'll have one free throw opportunity with 3:39 to play in this first half. Free throw on the way, and it is good. So a three-point play for Maggie Marnin, and it's a 25-23 lead, the biggest lead of the game for Northwest, 3:34 to play in the first half. Thomas out near midcourt, dribbling against Merritt E. Scott. Bobbles the ball, got away with the double dribble right in front of Coach Kellogg, and now pass tipped and taken away. Nelson comes up with it for Northwest. Ahead to Naylor, layup left side, no good. Rebound Marnin. Saves it in bounds. They are trying to chase it down. Thomas comes up with it. Her and Naylor neck and neck down the lane, and a pass over to the left side thrown away, but picked up by Carly Beebe. So now Quincy will reset after these two teams go back and forth, and Beebe gets it out for Sierra Young, and Young sets the offense. Now to the left wing. Beebe looks in at Young cutting through, not there, to the top of the key, over to the right corner. Young with it there, 7 on the shot clock. Young into the corner. Beebe drive along the baseline. Up with the runner. Too hard off the glass. Rebound for Naylor. 2:42 to play in the half. Naylor top of the key. Bounce pass down to the block. Scott up with the shot. No good. Rebound on the backside for Sierra Young. Young brings it up for Quincy. Northwest Missouri State up by two. Young between the circles with it. Backs it out to the center circle. Guarded by Thayer. Started a drive. Now stops. Thayer stays there defensively. Top of the key for Menemeyer. Menemeyer will hand it off to Thomas. Thomas up top, 10 on the shot clock. Over to the left wing for Young. Young fakes right, tried to go left, cut off to Mettemeyer at the free throw line. 15-footer for the lefty, in and out, won't go. And then on the rebound, a push. We'll see who this goes against. The battle inside was against Felicia Loggins and Ashley Nelson. And they call the foul against Nelson. That'll be the first on Nelson, 7th team foul, so a 1-and-1 opportunity coming up for Felicia Loggins. First trip to the free throw line for Loggins. Timber Schechinger checks in place of Nelson. And again, that, I should say that's the second on Nelson. And Loggins again to the line, 1-and-1. 12 been her magic number in the exhibition games. 12 rebounds against the University of Iowa, 12 points against Drake as her first free throw goes, earning her a second opportunity. 5 points now for Loggins. 2:09 to play in the first half. Loggins could tie it up with this second free throw. And that one's no good, but the rebound inside for Young. Her follow-up blocked away, and Northwest comes out of there with it. Naylor across midcourt. Stops between the circles. Wants to work it to the right side of the floor. Picks up the dribble to the high post for Marnin. Inside, Schechinger posting up. Hook shot with the left hand, too strong. Rebound tipped around. BB out of there with it for Quincy. Inside, 2 minutes to play in the first half. A 1-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Thomas brings it across the timeline to the left wing. Now on the drive. Layup left side. No good. Rebound Mettemeyer. Follow blocked by Marnin. And Schechinger out of there with it for Northwest. Outlet goes to Naylor. Across the timeline on the left. Stops on the wing. Expires the dribble. Gets rid of it to Thayer. Has it knocked away, but Thayer chases it down. Beats out Young to the basketball. Left side, Naylor, a three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Marnin the rebound. To Thayer, top of the key, three up. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound this time for Sierra Young for Quincy. 1:13 to play in the first half. Young across the timeline. Tried to go down the lane. Cut off. Backs it out. Brings it between the circles with 1:05 to go in the first half. Young dribbling against Merritt E. Scott. He's trying to reach for the basketball. Can't get to it. Young continues to dribble. Now works it to the left wing. Loggins tries to drive down to the baseline. Spins. Fakes a shot. Up and under move. Shot too strong. Rebound on the backside for Naylor. Under a minute to play in the half. Naylor across the timeline right. Into the corner for Thayer. Into Schechinger. Cutting to the basket. Shot off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. First points of the game for Schechinger. And it's a 3-point Northwest lead. 27-24 with a half a minute to play in this first half. Thomas across the timeline, left side. Still dribbling with it between the circles. Can't take the last shot of the half, but they've been eating up a lot of clock in this game, continuing to do so here. 10 on the shot clock. Out top of the key, Young. Over to the right side, Thomas. Down to the baseline on the drive. Reverse layup by Thomas. Good off the glass. Tara Thomas with her first points, and it's a 1-point game. 6 seconds to play in the half. Naylor between the circles for Northwest. Cats on top, goes on the drive. Runner from 12, won't go. And that's how this first half will come to an end. Pretty exciting half of basketball, 27-26. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Quincy in this season opener for these two teams. As the two teams head to their locker rooms here at the half. We're going to be back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 27-26. The Northwest women with the lead. It started out looking like it could potentially be a blowout type of ball game, but Northwest fought their way back into it, and it was a back-and-forth game the last 10 minutes of that first half.
Yeah, I think you really have to credit to Merrily Scott coming off the bench, giving the team a little bit of a lift, and Northwest able to start to getting some stops on the defensive side, and then in transition made some points. Again, I think they've been running their offense fairly well throughout the entire ball game, just missing a little bit with some passes inside. They were able to start getting those at the time they wanted on the cuts inside, and then some kickbacks out on the perimeter opened some things up, and Northwest able to make that little bit of run and get right back in this game.
We talked about it with Coach Kellogg, how it's a little bit tough to know what Quincy was going to do, what they were going to have with so many new players, and this being so early in the season. I think we saw a little bit of that early in the ball game, and then as Northwest kind of got a feel for what they were seeing and started to adjust to that, it's another part of the reason why the half got better for the Cats.
And I think one of the adjustments was just the physical play inside. There's some pushing and shoving going on, and Northwest has answered that, and I think have done a better job posting up and getting some boards after getting a little bit used to the physical presence inside.
The Northwest Missouri State women, after trailing early 15-2, hold a one-point lead here at the half, 27-26, over the Quincy University Hawks. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Bearcat Arena after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 27-26, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Quincy University. And see Bearcat men's basketball coach Ben McCollum here taking in the game tonight. They opened their season officially on Sunday here at Bearcat Arena, and they had just one exhibition game where the Northwest women had two, a meeting with the University of Missouri. And even though it was a bit of a blowout win there for Missouri, something that's not a huge surprise, a chance for the team to learn a lot in just one game.
And really, in that second half, played very well. I think the Tigers called off the dogs a little bit, too, in the second half. But Northwest only being outscored by one in that half. And I think it answered some of the physical play out of Missouri. And we're going to see another strong season, I think, out of the Northwest men coming off trip to the NCAA Division II South Central Regional last year, share the conference title, and you've got a lot of players that experienced that success last year that's in the lineup this year that it's going to probably have a little more expected out of a few of those guys, and I think they're capable of taking on that added responsibility, and I think should look at another good season coming up.
I think one thing that you got is some returners that played some time last year that'll be important, but some guys that didn't see a lot of time, especially inside, that looked like they could potentially play a pretty important role for this team this year.
Yeah, I think so. It's good. One of the deals where they were able to see some minutes last year, but not extended minutes, because you have a guy like Jake Reinders from a year ago that had such a fine season. But this year you're going to see a lot of play inside with the size they've got, and I think it's going to be a good year.
So the Bearcat men's basketball team with a matchup here at home on Sunday afternoon against Graceland. And we will have that for you on the Bearcat Radio Network on Sunday, an afternoon matchup. So if you've got a little bit of time after tonight and tomorrow with all the activities going on to recover a bit and take in a Sunday afternoon start to the season for Northwest 310, the pregame show here from Bearcat Arena. Take a timeout. Be back with more from Bearcat Arena, where we're at the half of the Northwest women's game. The Northwest women with the lead by one over Quincy. Back after this one-minute timeout, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 1-point lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over Quincy University. And tomorrow feels like a playoff game, but it's actually the regular season finale. The Northwest Missouri State football team taking on Missouri Western in what is the biggest game in the MIAA easily for this year.
No doubt about that.
But maybe in many years. I mean, there's been, you know, in recent years, games that you knew whoever won probably would come away with a conference championship or had a shot at it, but it's always been earlier in the season. There might be a couple of games left, but doesn't often come down to a specific championship game, winner take all, like this is in the last regular season game tomorrow.
Yeah, the schedule makers put it together right in that aspect. You've got Northwest Missouri Western, identical records, 9-1 overall, 8-1 in conference. The winner has the outright conference championship and most likely a nice seed into the NCAA Division II playoffs. The loser cast a set and watch the selection show on Sunday afternoon, being a little bit nervous about how things might play out. But the one thing, you know, if you win, you're essentially in, and you also have a conference championship.
And, you know, for Northwest, you even think about winning and the possibility of maybe getting a one or two seed. I mean, I would think at the worst with a win, you get a home game in the first round and then possibly a one or two seed, depending on what happens with the Minnesota State, Mankato, and Henderson State that are above them in the regional rankings. So, you know, even though they won't have any control over that, the only control you have is to go out and win a football game. Both of these teams feeling like they're in control of their own destiny, so to speak, and only one of the two will be happy with it tomorrow.
Well, that's what you want to, where you want to be in the last game of the season, and that's something that Coach Adam Dorrell's talked about this week, is don't worry about the things outside of what you can control. What you can control is what takes place on the field tomorrow afternoon. If you take care of business, come up with a win, the playoffs will happen regardless, and you've got yourself a conference championship. So, again, the focus for the players has been on what's going to take place tomorrow afternoon, as well it should be, and that's really something through the years we've come to really appreciate out of the Northwest football team, how they're able to focus on the task at hand. A game, and it's a trite saying, I know, where you take it one game at a time, but that's what they've been able to do, and it's worked well for them through the years.
You know, and it's something that they've had to do, especially in October, because if you look at the fact in October, especially at the start, I think we got to go four games away from Bearcat Stadium. You almost have to take those at one game at a time so you don't bring yourself down thinking about how long it might be. So it's something that they've had to do, and they did it effectively just even this season.
And they, excuse me, they set themselves up a little bit of a mini goal in the middle of the season where they wanted to go undefeated in the month of October, and they were able to do that going on the road. They had some trips out to Kearney, a big win there, down to Central Oklahoma, and took care of business early in that one. The Arrowhead game, which it was technically a home game, but obviously you had to go down to Kansas City and play Pittsburgh State, and a big win there. And I think this team started to gain a lot of confidence, even though they'd had some wins early in the season with that victory over Pittsburgh State. And then you just go through with a big matchup with Washburn and came up with a huge win there. And then you had a chance to get back home and last week take care of an Emporia State team that's had a lot of success, but able to jump on Emporia early and really make it for a fun homecoming for everyone on the roster last Saturday, and that big win over Emporia State. So, yeah, they met the challenge, and they got another big challenge coming up tomorrow, and hopefully they can meet that challenge like they have the rest of those this season.
Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, the kickoff has been moved to 2:30. Hopefully you know that by now, but we will have the broadcast for you along the Bearcat Radio Network with Bearcat Game Day starting at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. We're at the half of a women's basketball game, a season opener for Northwest Missouri State. The Cats with a lead, 27-26 over Quincy. We're back to look at some of the stats from the first half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. 19 members of Northwest Missouri State University Sigma Alpha Agriculture Sorority travel to the organization's national convention October 11th through 13th in Omaha, Nebraska, where the chapter and several individual members were recognized for their achievements. Northwest Alpha Beta Chapter of the Sigma Alpha National Sorority is one of 56 throughout the nation that are eligible for recognition. At the convention, four Alpha Beta members were recognized as Emerald Scholars. These individuals have a cumulative GPA of 3.75.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, a one-point lead for the Northwest Missouri State women at the half as we take a look at scoring from the first half. Meredy Scott coming off the bench and leading the way in scoring. She had 8 points, all but one Bearcat scored in the first half of this one. 5 points off the bench for Ashley Nelson. She was 2 of 3 from the field and 1 of 2 from three-point range. Also, Maggie Marnin with 3 points. She hit a bucket and then the free throw after being fouled was 1 of 1 at the free throw line in the first half. 3 points for Monique Stevens, going 1 of 2 from three-point range in the first half, and 2 points apiece for the remaining four starters, Matthews, Naylor, Thayer, and Schekinger, each with a couple of points in the first half for Northwest. On the other side for Quincy, leading the way for them in scoring in that first half, well, a couple of players actually with 5 points apiece, Loggins and Cramsey each finishing with 5 points. Cramsey hit the only three-pointer that she attempted in the first half. Loggins ended up 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 3 points for Barash. She was 1 of 4 from three-point range. 3 points for Sierra Young. She hit the only three-pointer she attempted in the first half. And a couple of points apiece for Menemeyer. Beebe Peck also with a couple of points. 2 for Weedman and 2 points for Tiara Thomas in the first half for Quincy. What it all adds up to is a 27-26 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over Quincy. We're back with second half action from Bearcat Arena right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, just a minute away from the start of the second half here between Northwest Missouri State and Quincy. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Be interesting to see how the two teams come out in the second half. As we mentioned early on in the ball game, a 15-2 lead for Quincy University. Northwest Missouri State able to fight their way back into it and even gain a one-point lead here at the half over Quincy. It was really about the midway point of the first half when Northwest really started to turn it around, and now we'll see if they come out and continue that play here to start this second half.
They're able to get a couple of shots to fall, and I think the team just relaxed a little bit on offense and able to get some quick passes inside, kick them back out, and things started to roll a little bit for them. And on the defensive side, mixing up the defense a little bit, they kept Quincy off guard throughout much of the half.
Both teams heading out to the court. Annie Matthews, Timber Schekinger, Ashley Thayer, Victoria Naylor, and Maggie Marnin out there to start the second half for Northwest. Quincy will have the basketball going left to right in this half as Lucy Cramsey takes the inbound. She'll work against Victoria Naylor to start out this half. Over to the right side on the wing. Finds Loggins. Loggins drive down to the baseline. Gets in a double team. Gets rid of it. And now out top for Cramsey. Over to the left side, Thomas puts up a three, and it's good for Tierra Thomas. Tierra Thomas with her first three-pointer of the game. 5 points total, and it's a two-point lead for Quincy. Bearcats with their first possession of the second half. A 15-footer from Maggie Marnin is good. Marnin squared, shot right away. 5 points for her, and we're tied at 29. Just over 30 seconds into the second half. Thomas between the circles, left. Gets it over near the sideline for Cramsey. Cramsey gets a screen from Loggins. Now tries the drive. Naylor right there defensively. Cramsey forces the shot. No good. Schechinger with the position. Gets the rebound. And Felicia Loggins going over the back will be called for her third foul. And Northwest will inbound with 19:11 to play in the game. Naylor will bring it up the floor for the Cats. Each team with a bucket to start this second half. A three for Quincy. And a two-pointer for Northwest has us tied at 29. Annie Matthews squares from the left elbow. Gets it to Naylor at the top of the key. Works it out left side. Schechinger open, a three on the way. Nothing but net for Timber Schechinger. Five for Schechinger. It's a three-point lead for Northwest. 18:48 to play. Thomas over to the left side, guarded by Thayer. To the wing on the dribble. Picks it up. Still dribbling with it on the wing. Now gives it up. Gets it for Loggins. Loggins tries a drive, cut off to Cramsey right wing. Cramsey looking inside, nothing there to Weedman out top, and now 3 seconds in the lane. Coach Kellogg was yelling for that call for about 3 seconds and got it.
Got to figure it might have been more like 6 seconds in the lane by the time they finally caught up on that.
Sierra Thomas checks back in for Quincy. Northwest up by three. Naylor will take the inbound. Cramsey threatened a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. Now backpedals in front of Naylor. Naylor between the circles, over to the left for Thayer on the wing. Top of the key, Schechinger. Thought about the shot instead to Naylor on the right wing. Top of the key, Matthews, over to the left for Thayer. Thayer gets it to the right for Marnin. Marnin beyond the arc, inside, gets it to Schechinger. Nice look, layup on the left, good for Timber Schechinger. Seven for Schechinger, great look for Marnin on the wing. And Quincy pushes it up the floor. Cats with their biggest lead of the game, right now at five. Young brings it between the circles. Looking for some movement away from the ball, not getting a lot. Now gets it to Cramsey on the right wing. Cramsey will get a screen from Weedman, dribbles to the top of the key. Over to the left side, Young, open, a three on the way. In and out, won't go. Rebound tapped out, Young will chase it down. Out near the center circle. Resets for Quincy. 17:35 to play, Northwest Missouri State up by five. Now into Weedman, and a foul by Weedman to get open. She's been fighting hard, trying to get some open space inside. And the push-off got her some open space, but also her first foul, second against Quincy. 17.5 to play as Victoria Naylor walks it up the floor for Northwest. Now into a trot as she crosses midcourt to the high post for Matthews. Out to Naylor. Over to the right side, Schechinger in the corner, a little goofy-footed, takes the three and knocks it down.
She had a very strong second half there, doing a good job defensively blocking out and coming up with some rebounds and forcing some fouls and then turning them into points on the other end.
Bearcats up by eight, 17:05 to go, timeout Quincy. So that's the timeout, and the Northwest Missouri State women up by eight. We take a timeout back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Well, the Northwest women have continued where they left off at the tail end of the first half. It opened up an 8-point lead now against Quincy with 17:05 to play in the ball game. And out of the timeout, Quincy will be inbounding in front of the scorer's table. Kara Thomas will step out to inbound. Two teams get set. Now Thomas gets the basketball. Inbound to Cramsey between the circles. Over to the left side of the floor it goes. Paresh standing there with it. Now takes one dribble and gives it up for Young. Young being pressured by Schechinger out between the circles left side. Dribbles to the wing with it. Expires the dribble. Gives it up for Paresh. Five on the shot clock. Paresh tries to drive into the lane. Up with the runner. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound Weidman. Shot high off the glass. No good. But Hannah Weidman draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two for Quincy. Foul against Maggie Marnin. That is her first. It's also the first against Northwest in the second half, and Weidman to the line for the first time in this game. She'll get a couple of opportunities here. First free throw, good. 3 points in the ball game for the 6'4 junior out of Knoxville, Illinois. There's a little bit of concern about her size and ability inside, but Northwest has done a good job of holding her down so far in this game. Second free throw for Weidman is good. 4 points for her, 37-31. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the basketball, breaking full court pressure easily. Ahead to Schechinger, baseline left, out on the wing for Thayer. Across to Naylor, right wing three, on the way, off the left side of the rim. Rebound chased down by Thomas. She'll bring it up the right side for Quincy. Stops out between the circles. Now gives it to Young. Young holding on to it there. Started a drive to Bresch in the corner. Bresch to the free throw line. Over to the right. Thomas takes the three, and it's good. Quick shot by Tiara Thomas, her second three of the game. 8 points for her, and it's a three-point lead for Northwest. Marnin with it top of the key. Down low for Matthews. Shot up the glass. Good for Annie Matthews. It's four for Matthews, 39-34. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Quincy with the basketball. Thomas dribbles it over to the right side. With it near the sideline in front of Thayer. Out between the circles for Young. Young gets a screen from Buresh. Dribbles it to the wing. Guarded now by Matthews. Picks up the dribble. Pass tipped by Matthews. But Cramsey there for Quincy. Eight on the shot clock. Top of the key. Young a three. Short. The air ball picked up by Cramsey on the baseline. Three on the shot clock. Cramsey puts up the 17-footer. It's off the right side of the rim. Rebound off the hands of Maggie Marnin and out of bounds. So Quincy will get an inbound near the corner on the far sideline.
Northwest doing a good job making Quincy work for the shot there.
Aaron Menemeyer checking back in for Quincy. Thomas will step out to inbound with 15 and a half minutes to play. Thayer jumps around in front of her to Cramsey on the left wing. Cramsey now to Young between the circles. Young over to Thomas on the right side. Thomas wants to try the drive and a reach-in foul here. Maybe the bump by Thayer. Matthews tried to step up and help out defensively, and it is Thayer called for her second team foul. And now Alexis Bay into the Bearcat lineup, taking the place of Maggie Marnin. 15-22 to play, 39-34. Northwest Missouri State on top. Cramsey takes the inbound between the circles, gives it up for Buresh. Over to the left side. Young, shot fake, drive cut off by Schechinger. Top of the key for Cramsey. Shot fake, drive to the left elbow, nearly knocked away. She picks it up, doesn't have a dribble, tries to go on a backdoor pass to Thomas, right wing. Out top of the key it goes to Buresh. Buresh loses a handle on the basketball, and we've got a foul away from the ball now. 15:02 to play, and this one will go against Alexis Bay. That is the second on Bay. We've seen some pretty good battles inside, especially just to get position. That was the case here. Three fouls against Northwest and an inbound for Quincy on the baseline right. Cramsey up with a 15-footer. It's off the left side of the rim. Matthews with the rebound for Northwest. Ahead to Naylor. Across the timeline she goes. Top of the key. Into the left corner. Thayer up with the three. That's off the right side of the rim. Off the backboard. And Cramsey down with a rebound for Quincy. 39-34 the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Inside 15 minutes to play. Cramsey on the left wing. Brings it out to the top of the key. Now to the right side, Young, a three on the way. That one's too strong. Rebound tipped around to the floor. Cramsey with the board and hits the layup off the glass on the right. That'll be 7 points now for Lucy Cramsey, 39-36 Northwest with a lead in the basketball. Naylor, top of the key for Matthews. Over to the left side for Alexis Bay. Bay tries to start a drive. She is bumped. This will go on Erin Mettemeyer. That'll be her second. Team's third. And with 14-18 to play, we come to a timeout. 39-36, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Quincy University. Back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 39-36, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. 14-18 to play in the ball game. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, Bearcat football, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western. An MIAA championship and a playoff spot on the line tomorrow. 1:30 Bearcat game day and a 2:30 kick from Bearcat Stadium. And then Sunday afternoon at 3:10, we're on the air with the pregame show before the Northwest men's season opener against Graceland. Northwest with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Alexis Bay works it to the right wing for Naylor. Naylor looking inside for Schechinger. Not there. Started a drive. Cut off. Backs it out against Thomas. Top of the key for Bay. Bay holding on to it. Works it over to Naylor right wing. Naylor on the drive. Stops. Jumper from six off the glass. No. Matthews has the rebound. Knocked away. Knocked to the floor and a foul. Northwest will inbound on the baseline left.
Good indication of the way things have changed in this game early in the contest. Quincy is shooting just at 50% from the field. Northwest right around 9%. Right now, Northwest has got it up to 40%, and Quincy has dropped down to 35%.
Second foul on Buresh. Alexis Bay gets it to Merritt E. Scott, cutting to the basket, and Scott hits the shot off the glass. That's 10 for Scott. 41-36, Northwest Missouri State up, 13:45 to play. Quincy with the basketball, top of the key, Young, dribbles to the right elbow, now out to the wing. Wants to drive on Naylor, goes up with the runner. Naylor got a piece of it, no good. Rebound, Schechinger. Outlet to Naylor, middle of the floor. She works it ahead to Scott, right side, drive around. Thomas, shot up, won't go. Rebound for Mettemeyer inside for Quincy. Mettemeyer gets it ahead for Young. Young across the timeline, stops between the circles. Works it out to Thomas near the center circle. She'll set the offense for the Hawks. On to the left side. Buresh on the drive to Mettemeyer. Baseline right. Out top it goes. Young fakes on the three. Holds on to it in front of Schechinger. Now to the right side for Cramsey. Down the right side of the lane. Up with the runner. Shot blocked away by Alexis Bay. It goes out of bounds underneath. An inbound coming on the baseline for Quincy. They'll have just 2 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Ashley Nelson and Monique Stevens checking in for Northwest. Naylor and Schechinger to the sideline for the Cats. 13 minutes to play. Thomas looking to inbound. Still looking. Brings it in right side. Cramsey dribbles with it. Shot just did get it off. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Buresh. Buresh out to the left side. And now gets it to Young. Young between the circles to Thomas. She started right. Works it back to the left. Middle of the floor with it now. In front of Merritt E. Scott. On ahead to Young. Young down toward the baseline. Steps back. 18-footer off the front of the rim. The long rebound chased down by Buresh. Buresh gives it up on the wing to Cramsey. Cramsey in front of Matthews and Stevens. Tries to dribble around. Stevens can't. The crossover. Now started a drive into Mettemeyer. Mettemeyer with the up and under move. Shot off the glass is good for Erin Mettemeyer. 6 points for her. And it's a 41-38 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Matthews at the top of the key, gives it over to the left side for Bay. Bay, top of the key, Stevens, to the right for Nelson. Nelson looks at Scott cutting through, got it to her, but Monique Stevens, who is setting a screen, is knocked to the floor. So another Quincy foul here with 12:05 to play. This one goes on Tierra Thomas. That will be her second. It is the fifth team foul against Quincy. Now Felicia Loggins checking back into the game. Heading to the sideline is Kelly Buresh. Inbound coming on the baseline, right. Stevens looking, gets it to the right elbow. Nelson on the drive, runner short, and it'll go out of bounds underneath and belong to Quincy. 12:01 to go, 41-38. Northwest Missouri State had overcome a 13-point deficit early in this game, have played for with the lead all of this second half. Now top of the key, Cramsey. Onto the right side it goes. Pass into the corner, knocked away by Meredy Scott. They were looking for Thomas. Goes into the Quincy bench, and the Hawks will inbound from there. Tierra Thomas steps out in front of her teammates, looking for Cramsey, gets it to her in front of Stevens. Cramsey puts it on the floor on the right wing. Long bounce pass inside. Minnemeyer goes to the floor, and knocked to the floor by Alexis Bay. Bay, a little dumbfounded by the call. I think she felt she was the one pulled to the floor. But she will pick up the foul, and that's going to be her third. Fourth team foul, an inbound on the baseline right for Quincy. Thomas looking again to trigger it in. Doesn't see a ton of movement. Now to Cramsey. Back over to Thomas. Shot inside. Won't go. Rebound tipped. It is out of bounds underneath and will belong to Northwest Missouri State. Maggie Marnin back in the Bearcat lineup. Bay goes to the sideline. 11:38 to go. The Northwest women with a three-point lead, 41-38 over Quincy. Stevens across midcourt, picked up by Thomas. On to the right side, into the corner for Scott. Into Marnin, shot off the glass, good for Maggie Marnin. That's seven for Marnin, 43-38 Northwest, 11:20 to go. Quincy with it. Thomas on the left side, guarded by Scott, still dribbling with it on the wing. Now into the corner. Back out to the wing for Young. Young will skip it over to the right side. Thomas with it there. Scott nearly got a piece of it. Out to Cramsey. Now Cramsey back into the corner. Thomas takes a three. Hits the side of the backboard. Meredy Scott with the rebound. Scott will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Lobs it down for Marnin. Great pass by Scott. Shot no good for Marnin inside. And Quincy gets the rebound. Felicia Loggins comes out of there with it for the Hawks. 43-38 the lead for the Northwest women. 10:40 to play. On to the left side, Minnemeyer will hand it off. Give it up for Cramsey. She'll dribble to the right wing. Guarded by Schechinger. Now into the lane. Kick out left side. Thomas takes a three. That's too strong. Marnin loses the rebound to Cramsey. Her shot blocked away by Marnin. This time Stevens out of there with it. A three on two. Stevens in the lane. Bounce pass to Scott. Shot off the glass. Good for Meredy Scott. 12 points for Scott, 45-38 Northwest. Back up by 7 with 10:10 to go. Thomas calls out the offense from the backcourt. Now works it ahead to the right wing. Down to the baseline. Up with the runner. Too strong. Rebound for Ashley Nelson. She'll leave it for Stevens. Stevens over to the right side. To the wing. Skips it across left. Nelson open. 17-footer on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. That's seven for Nelson. 47-38 Northwest. Timeout, Quincy. 9:47 to play. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, a 9-point lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Are that close to having a double-digit lead after being down by double digits in this game?
Boy, it's hard to believe. You wouldn't have thought that early in the game when Northwest, I think, started out this game 1 of 9 from the field. They've since been able to heat up and cool off Quincy from their hot start offensively.
Quincy with the basketball as Lucy Cramsey brings it up the floor. Monique Stevens backpedaling in front of her. Dribbling over to the left side, spins, brings it to the top of the key. Still dribbling with Stevens right there. Goes on the drive. Up with the runner. Off the glass. No. Marnin there for the rebound. Quick outlet goes to Stevens. Northwest will push it up the floor. Ahead to Scott. Layup left side. Good for Meredy Scott. 14 for Scott off the bench tonight. 49-38. Northwest up by 11. 9:20 to go. Thomas across the timeline. Scott in front of her defensively. Thomas dribbling with it on the left. Gives it up for Cramsey on the wing. Out between the circles. Loggins tried to go down low, but a foul as the ball gets inside to Hannah Weedman. This goes against Maggie Marnin. That'll be the second on Marnin. 15 foul. And an inbound for Quincy after a timeout. 9:09 to go. 49-38. Northwest Missouri State's lead over Quincy University. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
49-38, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Quincy University. 9:09 to play in this one. And coming out of the timeout, Quincy will have the basketball. A foul call just before the break. For Northwest, Merity Scott, Timber Schechinger, Monique Stevens, Maggie Marnin, and Ashley Nelson on the floor.
Cats in the middle of a nice little 8-2 run here.
Inbound on the left side. Comes to Carly Beebe, and as Beebe tries to drive, an offensive foul called on a screen. Hannah Weedman with her second foul. Sixth team foul in Northwest to get the basketball and a chance to build on an 11-point lead. Bucket here would turn a 13-point lead into Quincy to eventually a 13-point lead for Northwest. Left side, Nelson, top of the key, Schechinger, lob into Marnin. Marnin with a dribble, kick out, right side, Stevens on the drive, bounce pass to Marnin, who had cleared out and gone toward the corner. So the ball goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Quincy. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt for Monique Stevens, 8:49 to go. Cross midcourt, Maggie Cunningham, the freshman out of Peoria, Illinois, brings it over to the left side, expires the dribble, now to Weedman at the top of the key. Weedman will leave it out for Beebe. Beebe backs it up over to the left side. Loggins on the wing. Tries to drive. Loses a handle on it. Schechinger up with the loose ball. Gives it up for Stevens. Ahead to Scott. Right side. Scott on the drive. Into the lane. A collision and an offensive foul called here on Merity. Scott collided with Carly Beebe underneath. That'll be the first on Scott. 16 foul against Northwest, so both teams will go into the bonus for the last 8:25. 49-38, Northwest with the lead. Cunningham across the timeline with Stevens right there defensively. Over to Loggins on the left side. Inside it goes to Weedman. Weedman up with a shot blocked by Marnin, but they're going to get Marnin with the foul. So this will send Weedman to the free throw line to shoot two. That'll be the third on Maggie Marnin. So Weedman goes to the line where she is 2 of 2. Those attempts coming back in the first half. 8:10 to go. First free throw for Weedman. On the way and good. She'll get a second opportunity. 5 points in the ball game for Weedman so far. Second free throw for Weedman is up, and that's off the front of the rim. Schechinger in good position, gets the board for Northwest. Goes ahead to Nelson. Nelson running the floor, but the pass inside to Marnin. Shot by Marnin is good. 9 points now for Maggie Marnin. 51-39, Northwest with a lead. 7:55 to go. Over to the right side to Beebe on the wing. Drives to the baseline, gets it over to the left for Cunningham. Top of the key, a three blocked by Scott. The three-point attempt by Buresh, and it's picked up by Weedman. Now out to the right wing for Cunningham. Cunningham dribbling on the wing. Leaves it out on the right wing for Beebe. Beebe inside to Weedman. Too far into the bucket. Reverse layup is good. Hannah Weedman with 7 points. And it's a 51-41 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 7:26 to go. Pass ahead to Scott on the right sideline. She's trapped now on that sideline. Ball knocked loose. And now a timeout for Northwest. 51-41, the Bearcat lead, 7:21 to play. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
51-41, the Northwest women with the lead over Quincy University, 7:21 to play in the ball game. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Northwest basketball on the far sideline. Ashley Nelson will step out to inbound it for the Cats. Gets it in near midcourt for Monique Stevens. Stevens in the center circle, being closely guarded by Cunningham. Now to Schechinger. Back over to Stevens. Fakes on the three, starts to drive, backs it out, away from the ball, a foul. This will come against Northwest. And it will be called on Ashley Nelson. That'll be the third on Nelson. 8th team foul. With that being a team control foul, it will just be an inbound for Quincy. No free throws. Lucy Cramsey back in the ball game for the Hawks, taking the place of Carly Beebe. Cunningham across midcourt for Quincy. Met by Stevens. Behind the back with a dribble over to the left corner. Gets it for Bresch. Bresch guarded by Nelson. Puts it on the floor up to the wing. Could have been a double dribble over to the right side. Loggins down to the baseline. Up with the runner. No good. Rebound Weedman. Weedman spins. Her pass tipped by Marnin. Picked up by Scott. Ahead to Stevens. Stevens with the layup on the left side. And it's good for Monique Stevens. 5 points for Stevens. 53-41 Northwest Missouri State. 6:35 to go. Over to the right side. Cunningham gets a pass for Cramsey. Cramsey skips it to the left, and it's taken away by Nelson. A two-on-one opportunity. Nelson down the right side of the lane, leaves it for Schechinger, but it is tipped, and tipped loose. Schechinger up with the loose ball, tried to go to Marnin, knocked loose again. Weedman to the floor after it, along with Meredith Scott. A held ball call with the possession arrow giving it to Northwest Missouri State.
Northwest unfortunately couldn't finish off that fast break, but they were able to get the ball back after some good hustle, going after the ball on the floor, diving after it, and finally getting the held ball in the ball off the possession arrow. But boy, what a job Northwest has done to get back in this ball game, and a lot of it's just because of the hustle that they've had out on the floor.
6:18 to go, 53-41 Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. The inbound into the paint, tip loose, Marnin up with it, out to Nelson on the left side. Fake the pass left, brings it out to Scott between the circles. Looks inside for Schechinger, cutting through. The ball tipped loose, goes to Stevens. Out to the left side. Nelson takes a three. Got it! Ashley Nelson on the left side, her second three of the game. 10 points for Nelson, and the Bearcats are up by 15. 5:56 to go. Quincy with the basketball. On the left side, Cramsey. Down to the baseline. Pass along the baseline, out to Cunningham. Now inside to Minnemeyer, to Beresch, a 15-footer, too strong, rebound and follow inside, no. This time Cramsey out of there with it, she dribbles out of trouble, brings it to the left wing, Cunningham takes the three, nothing but net. Maggie Cunningham with her first points of the game. And it's a 56-44 lead for Northwest as the ball rolls away. Schechinger will come in and inbound it against full court pressure. Into Stevens. Stevens dribbling up the right sideline, avoids a trap with a pass ahead to Scott. Scott drives in the lane to Marnin. Out top, Nelson takes a three. That one's off left. Rebound Scott inside. Her follow, no, but she draws the foul. And Meredith Scott will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. This foul called on Lucy Cramsey. That'll be her second. 7th team foul. And Scott to the free throw line, where she is 2 of 3 in this game. She'll have two opportunities here with 5:12 to play. And right now the Cats up by 12. First one for Scott, on the way, and good. We pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
In for the Bearcats, 11, Victoria Naylor, and 24, Alexis Bay.
Alexis Bay and Victoria Naylor back into the lineup for Northwest. The second free throw for Merity Scott, good. 16 points for her, matching her total she had against Peru State in that second exhibition game. The Cats are up by 14, 5:05 to go. Thomas works it out between the circles. Beresch guarded by Scott. Still dribbling with it. Middle of the floor, gives it to Thomas. Thomas over to the left for Cramsey. A lot of the action happening well beyond the perimeter for Quincy. Now Cramsey on the drive. Gets a screen, up with the shot, no good. Rebound, Schechinger. Northwest has turned the rebound numbers around as well. Stevens over to Naylor, left side, gets a screen from Alexis Bay, misses the shot. Rebound off of Bay and out of bounds underneath. It will go back to Quincy. And it brings us to another timeout with 4:38 to go. 58-44, Northwest Missouri State's lead over Quincy. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
58-44, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Quincy University with 4:38 to play. Trying to put a cap on a great comeback here tonight to open the season. The first ball game for both of these teams after a couple of exhibition games last week for Northwest.
Another thing that really stands out here in the stats here, Northwest has forced 17 turnovers out of Quincy, while Northwest still in single digits was 7 here. And at 4:38 left, that's a total, I think, that's really made a difference in this game.
And it will be Quincy basketball. Some full court pressure from Northwest. The inbound comes to Sierra Young. Young has Monique Stevens in front of her. Still in the backcourt. Now across the timeline right side. Dribbles behind her back as she works into the middle of the floor. Over to the right for Cramsey. Cramsey guarded by Naylor. On to the left wing for Young. Young still picked up by Stevens. Started a dribble. Now gets it over to Cramsey to the right wing. Cramsey will bring it top of the key. Tried the crossover. The ball knocked loose. Cramsey will chase it down. Four on the shot clock. Still between the circles. The double team. Naylor knocks it away. The ball rolling loose. It'll head out of bounds. Now there was a reset of the shot clock. It's still going to be Northwest basketball. Didn't know if Northwest had had full control of it to reset the clock. Either way, Northwest comes out of there with the basketball. And some full court pressure now from Quincy. Naylor takes the inbound. We'll give it up for Schechinger. Schechinger works it ahead for Stevens. Stevens gets by Thomas. Now down to Bay. Bay will get it out. Left side Naylor. Cats will try to work the clock here. Inside 4 minutes to play. Now between the circles, Stevens. She backs it out. Stevens directs some traffic with 10 on the shot clock. Over to the right side with the dribble. Gets it on the wing for Scott. Scott holding on to it there. Four on the shot clock. Scott goes on the drive up with the runner. It's partially blocked and a shot clock violation. Schechinger had come up with it and gotten a shot off, but not in time. So Quincy will get it back with 3:31 to go. And Northwest Missouri State still up 58-44. Sierra Young across midcourt right side. Gets it to Thomas. Thomas middle of the floor. Quincy hasn't been in much of a hurry offensively all night. Not really showing as they're going to change anything either. Even though they're down by 14. A drive down to the baseline and a bump called on Schechinger. That'll be the second on Timber Schechinger. Ninth team foul, so a one-and-one opportunity now for Felicia Loggins.
Going back to talking about Northwest forcing some turnovers, they've also taken advantage of that. They scored 20 points in the game today off of turnovers.
Loggins hit the front of end of a 1-1 in the first half, does so again here. In the first half, she missed the second opportunity. 6 points in the ball game for the junior out of Calumet City, Illinois. Second free throw is on the way and good. So she hits both on this trip. 7 points now for Loggins, 58-46 Northwest. Naylor takes a long pass ahead, gets across the timeline, working with it on the wing. Out to Stevens between the circles as the Cats try to work more clock. On to the left side for Merritt E. Scott. She's got it on the wing. Out top of the key, Schekinger. We hit 3 minutes to play. Down low for Bay. Shot off the glass. No good, but a foul call will send Alexis Bay to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Kelly Beresch will be called for her third foul. And Alexis Bay goes to the line for the first time in this game. She'll have two opportunities from there. 2:58 to go. Free throw on the way, off the back of the rim. 58-46 the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Don't forget Bearcat football tomorrow, 2:30 kickoff, 1:30 Bearcat game day on the Bearcat Radio Network. And then Sunday afternoon, a 3:10 pregame show before the Northwest men open the season against Graceland. Second free throw, no good, but the rebound by Merity Scott. Scott hits the layup, 18 points for Scott, 60-46 Northwest lead. 2:47 to go. Ramsey works it ahead to the left corner. Loggins knocked away by Naylor. She gets the steal. Naylor will get it ahead to Stevens. Layup left side. No good. Schekinger the rebound and the follow is good. 12 points for Timber Schekinger. 62-46 Northwest. Young drives down to the baseline. Nearly lost the dribble. Picks it up. Now Merity Scott picks her pocket. Northwest will take their time here with 2:23 to go and run some clock. What a turnaround after a slow start for this Northwest women's basketball team. Over to the left side it goes for Alexis Bay. Bay top of the key for Naylor. On to the left side, Scott wide open, three on the way, good. What a night for the junior out of Maryville. 21 points for Merritt E. Scott. 65-46, Northwest on top, 1:54 to go. Thomas dribbles with it on the left wing. Nearly lost the dribble. Gets it. Now top of the key for Young. Young working against Scott. Puts up a quick three. Nothing but net for Sierra Young. All six of her points have come from outside the arc. 65-49. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Pass ahead to Scott. Overthrown. Goes out of bounds. With 1:31 to go, Quincy University will get it back. As Kara Gervis comes back in the lineup for the Hawks, taking the place of Sierra Young. Cats got down by 13 early, lead at 65-49 here. Gervis with it on the left wing. Couple of dribbles, now to Thomas, a three-pointer on the way, too strong, rebound for Gervis. Shot fake, pass underneath, Cramsey has the shot knocked away, but Timber Schekinger will be called for a foul. It's going to be the third on Schekinger. 10th team foul, two free throws for Lucy Cramsey. Cramsey was 7 points. She scored 19 against the University of Iowa. Also pulled down 9 rebounds in that game. Junior out of Liberty, Illinois, misses the first free throw.
Cramsey had to miss last season, redshirted with an injury, so she's looking to get things rolling here early in this season.
65-49 Northwest. Second free throw by Cramsey is good. 8 points now for her, 65-50. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Naylor takes it on the right side, brings it across midcourt. Is trapped, has expired the dribble, spinning around, now gets it ahead for Scott. Scott in the corner, one dribble, back out to Naylor. 1:05 to go, Naylor between the circles to Stevens. Stevens with one dribble to Schekinger on the right wing. Inside it goes to Bay, out top for Scott, right side Schekinger. Started a drive over to Scott, three-pointer up off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Bay, goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Quincy with 51 seconds to play. 65-50. Thomas will bring it up the floor for Quincy, guarded by Stevens. Northwest still playing tough defensively despite the big lead and the late time on the clock. Out top, ball knocked away by Schekinger, picked up by Cramsey. Over to the right side of the wing, Beresch. Inside it goes to Loggins, back out to Cramsey, a three on the way. That one in and out, no good. Stevens, the rebound for Northwest, and the Cats can run the clock out if they want. No shot clock, and the Bearcats are going to come away with a win in game one here tonight in come-from-behind fashion. Right now up 65-50, a little pressure by Thomas in the backcourt. Stevens continuing to dribble with it, just wants to dribble out the clock. Now Quincy will back off, and Stevens continues to dribble with four on the clock. She comes over near the scorer's table, and head coach Mark Kellogg gets a win in his first game as the Bearcat head coach. Northwest moving to 1-0, while Quincy will fall to 0-1 on the unseasoned. We owe you a break before we go to our post game. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out to Bearcat Arena, 65-50, the final score. The Northwest Missouri State women come from behind, down 13 early in the ball game. It was 15-2 at one point. Northwest chipped their way back, took a lead, and went back and forth late in the first half. Played with the lead throughout the second half and come away with a 15-point win here tonight against Quincy. We'll take a timeout. Back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out of Bearcat Arena after a win for the Northwest Missouri State women in Game 1, 65-50. Not a bad start to this season and the tenure of Coach Mark Kellogg.
No, again, it's off to a win in his first regular season game. Things didn't look good early, falling behind by 13 early in that one. I think Northwest started the game 1 of 9 from the field, but they were able to get back in the ball game by the end of the first half and just cruise through the entire second half. And I think that's probably one of the areas that Coach will have to be happy about. You go back to the exhibition with Peru State. They had a nice finish to that first half, but let up a little bit and maybe celebrate a little bit at halftime, thinking that game was won, and Peru came back before Northwest able to pull that one out. But here tonight, after they took the lead, they just never let up and really kept the intensity up through the entire second half.
And we talked about bench play, and it's always important to have good bench play. We mentioned Merritt E. Scott coming off the bench tonight and providing a spark. Wasn't the only one off the bench, and that was what was a key, is you got several different players that came in and really helped out the starters.
Yeah, I think everyone who played tonight contributed in one form or another, and that has to be good to know that you've got a little bit of depth there on the sideline that you can bring in and not see a drop-off in play.
Northwest Missouri State with a 65-50 win here tonight at Bearcat Arena. We'll take a timeout. Be back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about this weekend's rivalry matchup and Senior Day.
Media has said all they need to say, and you know it's time to put it on the field and you know bring the two institutions together and put it out on the field there. But I know that KXCV, KRNW is a game day sponsor this week, and really appreciate what you guys are doing, John, teaming with the Student Athletic Advisory Council, and you're holding a non-perishable food drive to benefit the Maryville Ministry Center food pantry and collect donations relative to Second Harvest's Backpack Buddies program. So if you're coming out to the game, please do bring in some canned goods. Any donations would be accepted as well. Really appreciate your work there. You know, football celebrating Senior Day, and what a great senior class. Same way with our volleyball team. So volleyball last home game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in Bearcat Arena. And then also coming up on Sunday, we've got a Trek for Troops 5K walk at 1 o'clock on campus. And then Tuesday through Thursday, you know, a lot of activities, John. Tuesday, the Northwest Women's Basketball Team back in Bearcat Arena at 6 p.m., the Northwest Orchestra performs at 8 p.m. at the Houston Center for the Performing Arts. Really love the Northwest Orchestra. Check that out. The Wind Symphony performing at 8 p.m. So what goodness there. And then finally, Thursday the 14th, we've got a lot of visitors, ag students coming on campus. So always good to bring in visitors, prospective students, parents, and celebrate all that's good at Northwest Missouri State University.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking to John Coffey about this weekend's rivalry matchup and Senior Day at Northwest.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back to Bearcat Arena after a 65-50 win for the Northwest Missouri State women over Quincy tonight. It is time for the Extra Effort Award. And, John, we talked about the importance of the bench tonight. 34 bench points as a team for Northwest, and that due in large part to the performance of Merritt E. Scott.
Merritt, a big performance tonight coming off the bench, 8 of 13 overall. Was 4 of 5 at the free throw line, knocked down a three-pointer in the game. Pulled down a couple of rebounds, 21 points total. I add that on to three assists, a block, and three steals. Couldn't ask for much more out of the player tonight than what Merritt E. Scott gave the Bearcats.
Also off the bench tonight in double-digit scoring, Ashley Nelson with 10 points. She was 2 of 4 from three-point range. 14 points for Timber Schechinger for the Cats. She also led Northwest with 8 rebounds tonight. On the other side for Quincy, no one in double-digit scoring. A couple of players with 8 points apiece. Kiara Thomas and Lucy Kremsey, each with 8 points to lead the way for Quincy tonight. But again, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 65-50. The Extra Effort Award going to Merritt E. Scott tonight. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Arena after win number one on the 2012-2013 season for the Northwest Missouri State women, as the Cats come away with a 65-50 win over Quincy University tonight to get that win number one. And now joined by the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Mark Kellogg. And coach, I got to be honest with you, early in the ball game, I was a little bit nervous, a little bit of a slow start.
What for? What was nerve-wracking about that? Well, I'm not going to lie, we were too.
What was it that caused the turnaround to have the team really start to play a lot different, a lot better basketball after those first 5, 6, 7 minutes?
Yeah, just I think that we settled in. I mean, offensively, we were so bad and so excited and not working together and making one pass and taking a terrible shot or turning it over and giving up some open looks, maybe a little my fault playing that zone in the press that we're just probably haven't spent enough time on yet. So we went away from that, just kind of challenged him. Mano y mano, let's defend him. Can we, you know, a little toughness type challenge, I guess. But we settled in and finally got going. But we subbed in that second group, kind of Monique, Meredith Scott, obviously, who was fantastic. Some of those guys that were in, Alexis Bay, just started moving the basketball. It opened up some lanes, and then we could attack.
How important is bench play, especially over the course of a season?
Oh, well, it's huge, and for our team in particular, because we're not going to have anybody average 16 or 17 or 18 points. We're doing this by committee, and we all understand that. So tonight, it was Meredy's night, maybe Timber a little bit when she got it going. And tomorrow, or Tuesday, it may be somebody completely different, you know, and that's okay. Feed off of that. Be excited for your teammates when it's their night, because it's going to be somebody's night on our team, you know, at some point throughout the season.
Is that something that can make a team a little tougher to prepare for, too, when maybe you don't know who's going to have a big night?
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, the downside is as a coach, you don't, late in the game, who gets the ball, but then you can just go with the hot hand. If it's Meredy tonight, maybe we would have run something for Meredy in a close game, you know, and you just play it that way. But, yeah, of course, it's, you know, the more balanced you are, which has been a key component to our teams, we thought, over the years, you know, you're really difficult to guard. We can run all sorts of different stuff to get them looks.
One thing that you had talked about in the pregame was taking care of the basketball, just 8 turnovers in the ballgame tonight. Had to be happy with that.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, we went in at halftime, and I think we had 4, and I looked at Coach Mateo, and I said, when's the last time we had a team that only turned it over 4 times in a half? And that it saved us, because we got murdered again on the boards. I mean, we got a huge issue there that we have to fix. But when we, you know, you don't turn it over, so at least we save some possessions, because they were getting some back, so we weren't turning it over at least to, you know, I guess double the whammy there.
What did you feel were some of the issues? Obviously, out-rebounded, but what were some of the things that you saw? Maybe those numbers were skewed that way.
Just rebounding, really. I mean, we're just not putting bodies on people. We're just trying to jump, and we're not that athletic or that big. They were probably a bigger, more physical team than we were. And some were even the guards. I mean, 24, who's a 5'8 guard, has 11 rebounds and 5 offensive. I mean, that's just not getting the job done at that end. But we did enough, and I was really proud that they really competed, because that's the thing we talked about in the pregame. I didn't know if we could do that. You know, can we compete at the level that it takes for 40 minutes? So we did enough in the first half to at least make it a game again, and then now give us a chance to settle in and play.
Well, and really, too, once you did have that turnaround, it kind of stuck throughout the whole game. You know, sometimes you can have that and then maybe have a little bit of a lull, but it seemed like, for the most part, you had that the rest of the ball game.
Yeah, no, we did. I thought, you know, a huge factor was conditioning. I thought really in that second half, like we were getting the rebound, getting out and going, getting layups, some early offense, but your defense leads to that, what we call early offense or those transition points. And yeah, I mean, when we can do that, we can be pretty good, but you got to get stops and you got to get rebounds to let that happen. But I thought we were much more up and down, a little bit in probably better condition than they were tonight. And that's tough. That's early. But, you know, we told our kids, hey, that our first 6 weeks in that offseason conditioning, we're running the heck out of you, it paid out tonight, you know, and that's why we do that stuff. So, yeah, I'm happy for them. It builds a little bit of confidence moving forward, and we need every bit of that we can get.
Is it kind of nice, too, to just get win number one out of the way for you so you can just kind of move forward from here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is. I haven't really thought about it, to be completely honest. I mean, if you get to like 0-4 or 5 or 6 or 7, then it probably, you know, the gorilla on the back or monkey on the back gets really heavy. But, yeah, no, it feels great. I mean, I had to work pretty hard. I'm still sweating from that one, you know, but that's okay. You know, I don't mind. That's what we do this for. I love to compete. I love that competition, and I love it for the girls when they get to experience that.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. Their win tonight, 65-50. We're back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsons in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsons at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena. One down, three more to go on the weekend here on the Northwest Missouri State campus. So we had talked about it early on in the broadcast, how it's a very busy weekend and an important weekend on campus between basketball, volleyball, and football. Northwest women get it started with the win by 15 tonight, and I guess the next step is on to football tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, we talked in pregame how it would be nice to go 4-0 this weekend with things here on campus. Well, we got the first one out of the way, and a big matchup in football tomorrow, Northwest and Missouri Western. Can't get any bigger than this. The conference title on the line, at least if nothing else, a seed into the NCAA Division II postseason playoffs. So the playoffs are on the line as well tomorrow in that football game. And besides that, it's just Northwest Missouri Western. So
yeah.
Everything lining up to be a heck of an atmosphere tomorrow for football.
So tomorrow afternoon, it's a 2:30 kickoff at Bearcat Stadium. We'll be on the air with Bearcat Game Day at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. And then tomorrow night, you've got a chance to get over here after football is done to Bearcat Arena, as it'll be a senior night for the Northwest volleyball team here at Bearcat Arena. And then on Sunday afternoon, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team will open up their season against Graceland. An afternoon matchup there will be on the air at 3:10 with the pregame show before that one, Northwest Missouri State and Graceland men on Sunday afternoon. Get our final score here tonight. The Northwest Missouri State women with the win over Quincy University 65-50 to start out the season 1-0. They'll be in action next on Tuesday night against Tabor right back here at Bearcat Arena. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Bearcat Arena.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.